Good morning. It's 7:15 a.m. on Tuesday, August 9th. Good morning. August the 6th, 2019. Hell Hydra. This was a nope day. Just scared the hell out of that woman. Just coming around the corner trying to get everything settled. Plowing along and not paying attention to where I was going. I've been coming toward me the other way. That would have been real easy for me to say nope today. Good morning. It would have been a shame because it is a lovely morning and I'm out, I'm doing it. I can feel virtuous for the rest of the day. Right up until the point I have to get on the treadmill tonight. But the truth is, I'll feel better for having done it. Beautiful morning. It's just a few scattered clouds around. There's some high thin clouds off to the southeast. The rest of the sky is pretty much robin's egg blue. Chunk of stuff up there to the west. Looks like it might be a dispersing contrail. Here comes the lady with her little Scotty dog. Probably gonna come up behind her and then have to pass her. Maybe the dog will stop tickling or something. Yes, he is. I saw that. I said, oh, look, there's somebody coming. Yeah. Good morning.
I better wait, see who it is.
The dog saw me. He was pulling back on the leash to try to come back to see me. Got a relatively good night's sleep last night, but I've got that bobblehead feeling back. I really wasn't ready to get up this morning, but I knew if I didn't, it would be late before I got out. Shade feels lovely. Got morning doves out there cooing away. What a morning be without a noisy pickup truck. And a Jeep. KG0MR. Obviously a hand operator. Guy looking natty in his Dockers. White hat. Good morning.
Morning.
Sandals. It's got a, it's like a Hawaiian print shirt, but it's not printed, it's a solid color. This big guy. He's got a full, but it ain't full. 10 inches long at least. Good morning. I'd say I hadn't seen anybody this morning, and I've got like 5 people in the last half mile, last quarter mile. Prairie dog, you get me in the eye this morning. Come on, doggies. Little flea-ridden plague carriers, you. Okay, get ready, sit with me. Monk post. Odd feeling. Like I'm walking along that fence there, and it felt like there was Oh, something missing. There's a tree, something gone there. Maybe I just never noticed it before. Blue jay. Telling me all about it. Guy's had a broken sprinkler head for weeks now. Step stool. One of like two-step folding stools up against the base of a tree over here. Kid using it to get up into the tree maybe? I don't know. Seems like a long reach for a kid. To look this flower up. It's driving me crazy. I'm pretty sure it's flax. It's really attractive. Broken glass everywhere here. Little shards of it. Every day the shards are smaller. It's like somebody goes through and scuffs them up to break them down a little bit more. So yeah, what am I, this is the, Dan Thompson suggested it. If you put a blinker light on, buddy, I would have I'm happy to let you go by. What am I watching? What am I reading? What am I listening to? I'm still watching Bosch. I think I'm in season 3. I'm still watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm pretty sure that's season 3. Searching for the City. S.H.I.E.L.D. is weird. I'm not sure how I feel about it. It's on because I don't think I have anything more intriguing to watch on Netflix. I don't have any trouble watching one episode and then putting it down. I usually have it on while I'm fixing dinner. I have Bosch on the treadmill. Thank you. reading a weird book. I'm probably going to recommend it to the Facebook group as soon as I get done with it. And I'm like days behind on a book I said I would beta read for somebody, and I haven't got to it yet. But it's Sylvia Engdahl's Keepers of the Flame. I picked up the omnibus. It's a 2-volume set. It reads like something that was written in the 50s. And yet there are references in it that are current, or relatively current. One of the shuttles, for example, is named Picard. Now, I don't know when Sylvia wrote this book, but it came to my attention because of the email. I asked for women science fiction fantasy authors who are self-published. And I didn't get a lot of response there because there aren't a lot of people still who are reading self-published. I got a lot of the usual suspects. Lindsay Baroque or Patty Jansen. But Sylvia recommended her own book. Not another one who did that too. I picked up samples of both of them. I tried Keepers of the Flame the first time and I'm going, really? This feels dated. This feels like... And then I get into it. And it's definitely a story of ideas. I'm not sure if it's too preachy or just preachy enough. It's hard to say. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.